Okay, so tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Mem, and tonight we are learning Se'ifim Vav and Zayin. So this is page Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Amud Aleph, but we left off at Sivav on the end of Kuf Tzadi Amud Beis, I guess. Chut Shel Tfira Sheniftach Asu L'Motcho Mishum Tofer. That if you have a thread of a stitch that became loose, you're not allowed to pull it tight because that would be a violation of the Malacha of Tofer. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavav L'Motcho Haino Shenispardu Shtei Chatichos HaBeged Zom Mizom B'Mik. That when you have two things that are stitched together and the stitching becomes loose, so the two sides of the beged start coming apart from one another, and then when you yank the thread, it tightens the whole thread and it pulls them back together again. So that you're not allowed to do mishum tofer, because that's a violation of tofer. Says the Mishmur Chav Zayin. And if you do that, you're going to be chayiv chatos, meaning it's an isadar raisa of tofer. But you're only chayiv for tofer if you also tie a knot at the end, because otherwise there's nothing holding it in place, and then it's not a real tofer. But the knot at the end does not have to be a kesher shel kayama. Otherwise, every tofer would also be kosher, right? So the only way that you could have a separation between them is if you have a kesher that's ain't a shel kayama. Avol b'lo kesher klal poter. But if there's no kesher at all, then you're not going to be chayiv for tofer. V'im nispardu sholosh tfiros u'mutachan, that if three stitches became spread out, became loose, and you tighten them up, chayiv af below kesher. Then you could be chayiv even if there's no kesher. Va'agav nivar ksas din tofer. Once I'm on the topic, let me explain to you some of the dinim of tofer. Hatofer shtei tfiros chayiv. If a person stitches two stitches, you're chayiv. Hu shakasha rosh echud mikan mikan kadei shel tishamet. That's if you tied the ends of the thread on both sides so that it won't slip out. Afilu lo hayashal kayama, even with a kesher sheino shel kayama. But if the knots are kesher shel kayama, chayiv gamishum kosher, then in addition to tofer, you're also in violation of kosher. Because alinin chiyuva, all of that is as far as the chiyuv d'oraisa is concerned. Avalinin yisuri yesh omdas ravafi loas kesher klal. There are those that say making two stitches is runs afoul of an isur d'rabanan of tofer, even though there's no knots. Valkein osna nashim shetoch v'nakreiz imabeged b'machat b'shtei tkifos. And therefore, those people that attach a kreiz to a beged with a needle, with two tkifos by sticking it through twice, lav shapir avdi, they're not doing the right thing. So I don't know what a kreiz is, but it's some type of cloth thing that you're attaching to a cloth background using a needle to hold it in. So that is not proper, even though there's no knotting or anything like that, because it's still a violation midrabanan of tofer. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about safety pins, that he doesn't think that using a safety pin is a violation of tofer. It's like the very definition of Ein Shel Kayama, and it could be that it's not, that tofer is only when you're turning two things into the same thing, you're joining them as a single unit. But by a safety pin, that's clearly not, when you safety pin one thing to another, that's clearly not what you're doing. V'masa sholosh tfiros, and if a person does three stitches, chayiv af b'li kesher, shari miskayama sa tfira, then even without making a knot, you're going to be chayiv, because the tfira can last with three stitches. Siv Zayin. Osam shemahatkim habegadim savav zro seyem al yidei chut shemotchim osam mishadek. Those that have a drawstring on their sleeves. Osam lematcho elim kenoyen rechavim rechavim ktsasim usukanim bitfiru bi'igul. If you have a drawstring on the cuff of your sleeve, you're not allowed to tighten it unless the holes that the drawstring goes through are somewhat wide and they're made to have stitching around them that keeps them at a certain width that makes them less of a real tefira. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chavches. Osan Shemahatkin Darkon Ayliten Chut Betocha Beis Yad Shal Zro Udikshrot Zlahatko Yemotecha Chut Mahadiketav. Was a drawstring, meaning if your sleeves were very loose, so you'd yank the string just like you'd have a drawstring on sweatpants or something. You'd yank the string and it would hold the sleeve tight in place. If the holes that the string goes through are wide and are stitched around, then it's not at all similar to tofer. Because then it becomes like putting clasps through loops. Because then it's made in such a way where it's clearly meant to be done and undone, where you tighten the drawstring and loosen the drawstring, so there's zero permanence to it whatsoever. But if you tighten it in such a way where it's still loose enough that you can get the shirt on and off with it that way, and you just leave it that way, like some people never untie their shoes, right? They just manage to slip them off and slip them back on. So if you do that with this drawstring, so then it does have permanence to it, and that's going to be usur. So we said that if it's that the only way it's going to be mutter is if the holes are wide and they're mesukan bitfira. There is some stitching around them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, bitfira saviv anekev, around the opening. And that way, even if the string is threaded through the eye of a sewing needle, which is always constantly there to be used to put the string through the holes, still shari, it's still mutter. And it's not a violation of muktzah because the needle is attached to the string, and the string is attached to the beged, and it never separates from the beged, so it's just considered to be part of the beged. So to review what we learned tonight, in Siv Vav we said that if you have a stitching that came a little bit undone, you're not allowed to tighten it because that's a violation of tofer, and we said tofer is two stitches plus a knot, but it does not need to be a kesher shel kayama to be chayiv. Three stitches even without a knot, and you're going to be chayiv. Two stitches without a knot is only going to be in a sidra banan. Then in Siv Zayin, we spoke about the drawstrings on the sleeves, where tightening them can also be a problem of tofer, unless they're very wide openings, they're very wide holes that the string goes through. Then it won't be a violation of tofer, unless it's something that you leave that way, that you tighten and you leave that way for a long time, and you remove the clothing and put the clothing back on, all without adjusting the drawstring. So then whenever you do adjust the drawstring, that's going to be a violation of tofer. Okay, so Benjamin, on Sunday we'll pick up with Sif Ches. Everyone have a good night and a good L'chaydash.